There is a shortage of geriatricians in the U.S. The field has shrunk by 30% in the past 6 years. Experts point to several causes: comparatively lower pay, the challenge of treating patients who are living longer, often with multiple health problems, and the aging of the geriatric profession itself. In response, medical schools are seeking new ways of preparing all doctors to treat older patients. From member station WGBH in Boston, Madge Kaplan reports.
A spacious hall at the Greendale YMCA is filled with senior citizens. They meet regularly to discuss health topics. Today is a bit different. 8 first and second year medical students from the University of Massachusetts Medical School in Worcester are conducting a screening for depression. They speak to each elder one-on-one.
What I'd like to do is just have you read this aloud and then answer any questions.
Are you basically satisfied with your life? Yes.
Okay.
Have you dropped many of your activities and interests? Well, I had too many. Yeah? I'd say no.
Okay.
Do you feel your life is empty? No.
Okay.
The test shows 90-year-old Leonard Gribbins isn't depressed. Gribbins tells med student Timothy Clark that he already knew that himself.
My problem is anxiety and stress.
Uh-huh.
I think that goes with a lot of people that live alone, you know. They develop certain phobias, like you're afraid to go out at night to some meeting or something for fear that you can't get the car going or something.
Did you want to check in?
5 days later, at a dinner meeting of the GIG, short for Geriatric Interest Group, the med students reflect on the depression screening. Second-year student Patricia Seymour describes her reaction to one woman she interviewed.
She said, "This is the happiest I've ever been in her life," which you expect there to be a lot of depressive symptoms because people are going through a series of losses at that time of life. So for her to say, you know, I'm as happy as I've ever been was surprising to me.
Shaking up assumptions about elderly patients is a new goal at UMass, backed up by new courses and programs. The Geriatric Interest Group was the students' idea. Besides the depression screening, GIG members conduct earwax, blood pressure, and memory screenings for elderly patients in the area. Second-year student Melindy Chula says the idea is to change the perception that all seniors are ill and bedridden.
You see a lot of people like that, and all of a sudden, every single elder that you see is just clumped into that huge, massive classification that, oh, they're all just always so sick. They're always in and out of the hospital.
New courses at UMass now put students together with elders on their home turf, say at a nearby senior center or an assisted living. Mike Kelly, also in his second year, especially likes a class that teaches students about the role community service agencies play assisting the elderly.
I think that's great for people who are going to be physicians to know that, and so they can provide their patients with that information and say, hey, did you know that you can get someone to come to your home and help you with these small tasks that will really improve your quality of life?
Next year, Kelly and his classmates will adopt elderly patients for 3 months to find out what it's like to come home from the hospital and recover from an illness. Some students say working with healthier elders may not improve attitudes about sicker patients. And there's also grumbling that for all the new emphasis on geriatrics at UMass, there's still little taught about the physiology and diseases of aging. Some of the other medical school programs are more comprehensive. But expansion is slow. There are barely enough geriatric specialists on med school faculties to teach the courses schools are offering now. Dr. Richard Besdeen of the American Geriatric Society is cautiously watching the new approaches at UMass and elsewhere.
Touch a first-year medical student, and it takes 10 years to know whether he felt it.
Besdeen says the good news is that there will be no let-up as dozens of new geriatric programs become permanent fixtures in medical school curriculum. No one knows yet if this will increase the ranks of geriatricians, but many argue with an aging population, doctors who've at minimum been trained to shed their generalizations about older patients are badly needed. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.